Now, engaging talk on CFAX 1070.
Good morning. Welcome back. I'm Pamela McCall. Thanks for joining me this Friday morning. This half hour, we are talking clutter. Whether it's sheds and garages filled to the brim or clutter that's in your line of sight, inside, or hidden in closets, Barbara McDonald has dubbed herself the Clutter Queen, not because she's overwhelmed by stuff, but she can help you get rid of it. Good morning, Barbara. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning, Pamela.
How are you today?
I'm great. It's a beautiful sunny day. How can you be anything else?
Well, I hope to enjoy that when I get out of the studio. I can see it from here. It does look absolutely stunning. Right, back onto the topic of stuff. Let's start out with, why are people collecting so many things these days?
I think basically people don't know what to do with the stuff they no longer want. They're A, finding it hard to make a decision on what to do with it, and B, maybe they don't even have the time to investigate where they can take it for recycle or donation or selling.
Why do you think it is at the outset that we're bringing so much into our homes, or are we? It seems to me from going to friends' homes and things, we're a consumer society. We keep bringing in more and more and just stuffing it away.
That's exactly it. And but the media doesn't help because, not the media, advertising. Advertising is just like, I think Walmart's byline is more, more, more. And that's what we're doing. And things aren't lasting as long as they used to. Appliances, even major appliances, they put a warranty of something like 2 years on it. And then you're buying something new, and what do you do with the old one? It's not even practical to have anything repaired anymore because it costs more to do that sometimes than to just buy something new. So we accumulate.
Mm-hmm.
Things get sort of thrown into the garage, the shed, the basement, and it's kind of a mindset of I'll deal with it later. But the stuff gets buried and later never comes.
Well, I think if anybody really wants to experience clutter, they should move, as I've just done, and then it comes pouring out of the woodwork. You think, well, how did I get all this stuff? People that go shopping, and I've been among them in the past, getting a buzz out of it, getting a buzz out of, like a physical sensation of buying things. What about that in modern day society? How do you stop that sort of that addictive quality to buying new things?
Well, I think it's typical of women to use the buying thing for a quick fix. Something may not be working well in their life, or it's just, as you're saying, a buzz of shopping. And one of the things I think is it's easy to do that because we all have charge cards and there's a disconnect between the amount of money that we're spending until we get the credit card at the end of the month. But if people could kind of play a waiting game, for instance, I see that, I love it, I want it, instead of just buying it on the spot, giving a 24-hour or 48-hour waiting time to consider it and go home and think, where am I going to put this if I buy it? That's huge. And do I really need it? Because sometimes I've gone out and I've bought something that I thought I needed and I came home and thought, what was I thinking? I already have a black turtleneck. That kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Pausing for thought.
Yes. Giving a little more thought before you lay down your credit card. And some people go to an extreme and cut up their credit cards and start dealing with cash. And then that disconnect is gone because when you've got cold, hard cash that you're laying down for an item, it's much more real than just charging something.
It's so true. You have that feel of the bills, and it's just not as easy to part with as a PIN number.
Absolutely.
What are you coming across that kind of the top items that are jamming people's households these days?
Let me think about that.
You mentioned Black Tern Lex and appliances.
Yes, well, that takes up a lot of space, but that's not the major things I see. I certainly see with parents way, way too many toys, and I so often go into a family's home and I say, you know, whose house is this? Because the toys have spread through every room in the house. There's not one little room that the adults can have of their own.
Right. So, but the parents are in charge of the kids. Well, I guess in some cases. And it's the parents or relatives that are buying the toys. Have you seen, based on that, some ideas of toys exchange being exchanged by families rather than buying the new ones? Or is it simply the so-called feel-good factor of kids opening up a new toy from the store?
There's that. Kids certainly do love getting presents. But there's also the grandparents and the relatives, the aunties, the uncles, that, you know, they get excited about these new babies, and so they start giving them gifts, and often they're huge gifts. You know, they'll be this life-size teddy bear that takes up a quarter of the room, and the kids probably don't even play with it. You know, it's they're gathering dust in the corner. So there's a practical side to it, and I think parents need to look at it more realistically and say to the relatives, let's discuss before you get another gift. Let's discuss what they do truly need or could get benefit from and still get the excitement of a present. But maybe all the relatives can get together and get a big item that won't take space, but a big cost-wise item.
We're finding some kids that don't have toys. I mean, there's got to be some joy in that as well of donating them to kids who don't get a feast under the Christmas tree every year.
Yes, and if parents are wise, they can bring the kids on together to show them that. You know, there are children who don't have toys, and you have so many that you don't even use anymore. Wouldn't it be fun to give it to them or to encourage older kids to maybe have a garage sale and allow them to keep the money that they make from that?
Uh-huh.
That's a big motivator in this day and age.
Yeah, I think that, I mean, you're teaching a couple of lessons here, sharing
yeah.
and then also a bit of commerce on the side and how to save some money. When it comes to goods in general, are adults like children? Do we end up losing interest really quickly in the stuff that we bring in?
Yes, we do. And somewhere I read recently, it said when you buy something new, it gives you the high for, I think they said something like 2 months. And I thought, wow, that is really, really short. Like, I've thought of things that I've bought that has given me a high for a year. But I guess, yes, our interest span is shorter and shorter these days as we get busier and busier and other things take our interest.
Well, I think the interest level in this topic is at a peak because people simply need some advice on what to do with their goods, how to cut back, and the fact that we have the clutter queen, the fact that there's enough of this going on out there for you to make a living of, presumably going in and helping people clean things out. We're going to go to the phones now. We have Ron from View Royal is joining us. Good morning.
Good morning, Pamela. Welcome to CFAX.
Thank you.
And to your guest, I have a sort of psychological question. It's a twist on an old saying that I think, therefore I am. And I was just wondering if those of us who suffer from clutteritis have a new version of it. I have, I own, I surround, therefore I am.
Yes. Yes, that's true for a lot of people. And particularly artistic people want to see all their stuff around. That's really important to them. So sometimes I have clients who say, I'm really afraid to put anything in my empty file cabinet because out of sight, out of mind. And I believe that your home should be your castle. After all, I am the queen. And so in that aspect, if you just surround yourself with the things that you love, the things that make you feel good about yourself, then that takes care of it. You're able to let some things be released.
I think that anybody invading my castle would retreat.
You might want to put the drawbridge up and stalk the moat.
They don't need to. They wouldn't make it through.
Well, I've had friends like that as well as clients, and actually I just can't wait to get in there because I know the difference that I can make if they're motivated and willing to let me.
Thanks for sharing, Ron.
You're welcome.
Bye for now. We have the Clutter Queen with us here today on CFAX 1070. When it comes to, we talked about the psychology of things. What about people that bring things in slowly, just don't realize that the accumulation is building and building?
Right. So people do that, and then something happens in their life. It might be a transition, marriage, divorce, birth, death. Sometimes a son or daughter moves out, and so they want to empty that room and make it into a guest room or a craft space. And I've lost my track now. What was the original question?
It's just about, you know, the slow sort of accumulation of things, not this sort of sudden shopping spree, but just over the years, it just, you know, piles up.
Right. I'll get a daughter calling and saying, my mother's coming to visit. I haven't seen her for a few years. I'm really embarrassed by my clutter, and I need to make space to accommodate her. And so something like that happens that is the trigger for somebody to pick up the phone and call me and say, please help, and I need it quickly. So it's often a big urgency. Right. Someone may be wanting to sell their home, and the realtor comes in and says, oh my gosh, before we list, you need to unclutter so that a potential buyer can come in and imagine their own things in this space.
Barbara, hold on the line with us. We're going to take a break right now and come back to the Clutter Queen, take some more phone calls, and find out how to get rid of your junk. We'll be right back.
Join the CFAX conversation on Facebook. This is CFAX 1070. Mornings with Al Farabee.
Penny Stone from the BCSPCA Victoria branch.
We feed them and we're doing, you know, we're providing them all the vet care and the grooming and everything that these animals need. And hopefully they will be surrendered to us and then we can find them new homes. But at this point, that's still all up in the air.
On the next show, independent MLA Vicki Huntington joins us live. Plus Rick Forchuk on what happened at the Golden Globes and Seahawks playoff highlights.
Mornings with Al Farabee. Weekdays 5 to 9 on CFAX 1070.
It's the More Points event at Save-On Foods. Spend $200 and you'll earn 5,000 more rewards points. Plus, use your More Rewards MasterCard and you'll earn even more points. That means more points, more destinations, and more free rewards for the whole family. Redeem your points today at morerewards.ca. Join us for the More Points event on now. Save-On Foods, BC's very own since 1915.
More. You're a Scrooge McPenny Pincher. A thrifty McThrifterson from Thriftsville. And you think Black Friday and Boxing Day are for amateurs. That's why you've waited all year for Capital Iron's January clearance. Discounts and clearance prices on all departments on all floors. Housewares, hardware, furniture, barbecues, and more. So, go on, cheapy pants. This is what you've been waiting for. At both downtown Victoria and Sydney locations.
Capital Iron. There's no store like.
Your comfort is our goal at Legion Manor Victoria. You'll enjoy the friendly, home-like atmosphere, caring staff members, and spacious, thoughtfully designed and pet-friendly suites. We're located in a quiet neighborhood setting close to all amenities, providing two delicious daily meals, weekly housekeeping, and a variety of recreational opportunities. Legion Manor has all you need to maintain your carefree lifestyle. Comfortable, quality accommodation for all seniors 55+. To arrange a tour, call Legion Manor Victoria at 652-3261 or visit legionmanorvictoria.com. Com.
This year, get the Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares working for you. Receive extra tax savings of up to 30% with the added bonus of dividend payments of up to 25% over a three-year period. An RSP investment that delivers the tax savings and dividends you deserve. The Working Opportunity Fund commercialization shares. Invest today. Shares of the fund are sold by prospectus. Go to growthworks.ca for details and limitations. Dividends are not guaranteed.
Listen to the Connor Financial Report every Saturday from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. Frankly speaking, you can't afford to miss it.
Good morning. Welcome back. I'm Pamela McCall here on CFAX 1070. We're talking about junk, clutter. We have the clutter queen on, Barbara McDonnell. Thanks so much for being with us this morning. A lot of interest in getting rid of things. I'd like to know, what happens when you have a couple and one likes to hang on to things and the other just says, get rid of this, purge? What do you do in that situation?
Well, we have to work together, and often I'm the mediator. And it's just a matter of coming to terms, I guess, with the different. Of course, opposites attract, so that happens in couples. Often, one spouse points to the other and says, "Oh, it's all her stuff." And whenever that happens, I immediately look to the other person, because it's usually the reverse of what they say, or a 50-50 thing. It's never just one person, although one person can be more of a clutter bug, I suppose, than the other partner.
Mm-hmm. You just have to work it out like other issues.
Yes, exactly. And it helps because I'm an objective party and I can go in and make suggestions. And once people start releasing, it's very liberating, and they sense that. And so it becomes much easier, and the blaming or accusing stops, and they start to see and feel how exciting it is to be able to let things go and make more space.
How does that work in terms of if you haven't worn it in a year or you haven't used it? Often I think we find that when we're rooting through things, we think, oh, great, I haven't seen this in ages. But if, in fact, we're not using it or wearing it, is there some hard and fast rule as to when we should let it go?
Well, there isn't a hard and fast rule, no. But certainly you should, and I hate to use the should word, but by keeping only what you love or use, that can make it an easy kind of a rule to follow. And it certainly makes it easier to decide what to let go of and what not to. And a professional organizer will never force you to let go of something you don't want to. I mean, people have sentimental things that they should keep because it makes them feel all warm and fuzzy inside, and that's what you want. But if you don't love it, if Aunt Mary gave you that ugly lamp and you hate it, let it go. Somebody else will love it. And if you're not using something, then it's just taking up valuable space. Let it go.
Are we in a transition from a certain generation that just out of needs must would hang on to things in case they would be useful? Old bits of fabric, you know, odds and ends that wasn't so much a matter of you know, compiling clutter, but just thinking that, gee, this might really be of use.
Yes.
In a day and age when we didn't spend so much money.
Yes, and certainly if I have clients, and I often do, who went through that whole repression era, and they have kept things like every pair of glasses that they ever wore in their life, and they're never going to go back to those glasses. So sometimes I end up taking a whole bag of glasses to take it to an optical place that can send it on to a third world country. So very often, all the client needs to know is that there is a place where it can go. It's not going to go into a landfill, and somebody else is going to find that item really useful.
I think that just makes such great sense from a psychological perspective, because it it means you're parting with it, but someone else is going to benefit from it, so you do get the buzz off of that as well. Well, let's go now to Lisa, who's joining us on her cell phone. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, guys. Good topic. Wonderful topic.
Great. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, thank you. And welcome to CFAX, by the way.
Great.
I just want to know, with the Clutter Queen, it's such a fine line, isn't it, when you have somebody who wants to hang on to things that are special and da-da-da-da, because then you start getting into hoarding issues too, right?
Yeah.
And, I mean, the two are pretty fine, so how do you, you know, that's a real tender line and fine line. What do you think about that?
Be a little more specific about what I think about what?
Well, when you're having some, there's a couple of you, you know, a couple, and one of you is absolutely more into hanging on, but it's getting to the point of kind of being like hoarding here, because it's like, you know, a lot of stuff without kind of being able to let go,
well,
you know?
That to me sounds more like a lot of clutter and not a hoarding issue. Hoarding issues are, if you've watched the hoarding show, which I can't even watch because it's
painful. Yeah.
I just find it difficult to watch people in those situations.
Yeah.
A hoarding situation needs a psychologist working alongside a professional organizer. And a hoarder doesn't want to give up one single thing, and they're usually put into a position of, I have to get rid of this stuff or my house is going to be condemned,
mm-hmm.
those sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
People with extreme clutter, it's different. They have a lot of stuff, but usually by the time they're calling me, they're motivated to start getting rid of it. So I just help them by asking questions to help them come to their own decisions about what they can comfortably let go of or what they genuinely practically need to keep.
A kind of psychology involved in this, isn't there?
Absolutely.
Really, for you.
Absolutely.
For
and that was a surprise to me. When I started this business, I thought it would be 85% the stuff and 15% the people, but it's been the reverse.
Thanks so much for your question, Lisa. It's a good one as we make a differentiation between what may be a psychological illness and just clutter. All right. Well, we also have another caller now. Stephen from Victoria joins us. Good morning, Stephen.
Yeah, good morning. This is a wonderful program. I love these shows where we can call in with things which are factual. I agree with the huge difference here between hanging on to things and becoming a hoarder. I think if a person's a hoarder, it's not their fault. It's a psychological something or other. But thinking back to hanging on to things, I'm one of the people that comes from that generation way back. I took my army uniform off in 1957, and I've still got the pair of shoes which I bought for dress best when I left. Things were made to last.
Mm-hmm.
So many things are there, just rubbish. It's made for creative obsolescence, break it down, go and get another one.
Exactly.
Plus the fact we get things far too easily.
Yes.
We don't really appreciate them at all.
Right.
As simple as that. But I think your program is absolutely top class. Thank you.
Thanks, Stephen. And good luck with those shoes there. A little polish and some new heels, and you'll be out dancing in no time.
Oh, I can still wear them for best.
All right. That's perfect.
Well, that's just it. With good pairs of shoes, you can get those re-heeled, and it does make a difference, right? It's not going into a landfill. So when it comes to people that are after your services, Barbara, you say, you know, mom's going to visit and the daughter doesn't want the cupboard collapsing on her. And is it really just a certain generation, or is it people of all ages? And
ages. My youngest client has been 13 years old. The oldest was 88. So, and it's been everything in between.
13 years old,
yes.
and she had. Well, good for her to see that and to declutter. And your recommendations then for people. We're coming close up to time here, but a couple of recommendations for the average person from the Clutter Queen. What do you do with all this stuff?
You need to find a home for it. That's imperative. If you can't create a home for it, you're not going to know where it is when you need it, and neither is anybody else. And it gets buried under stuff, and then you're lost. You know you've got it somewhere, but you might waste, well, they say you waste 1 hour a day looking for stuff. That's all of us. And you don't want to waste that time. You want to have something easily and quickly accessible. You want to think about every new thing that you bring in to your life. Let one old thing go. That keeps some control over the things that you own. You don't want the things that you own to own you. You don't want your clutter to push you out of your own home.
Barbara, what a great place to wind up this really interesting topic. And we can tell now why you have earned the title the Clutter Queen. Give us your website, and then we're off the air.
Yes, it's www.clutterqueen.ca. And for anyone who thinks they can do the project on their own, I have a do-it-yourself ebook. It's funny. It's directed specifically at women.
Thanks, Barbara.
Okay, thank you.
We'll do this again.
All right.